This is JIS News. Coming up, national insurance scheme to be reformed. Labor Ministry begins pre-selection exercise for overseas work programs and OCR to launch Pandikana initiative. The news in detail after this message.
Do you have a complaint about a government agency office or representative? Come on out as Acting Public Defender Matondo Makulu and his team embark on an outreach exercise to hear your complaints and seek resolutions. Clarendon, May 29 at the St. Gabriel's Anglican Church Hall, Maypen. St. Elizabeth, June 17 at the St. Matthew's Anglican Church, Santa Cruz. And Manchester, July 8 at the St. Mark's Anglican Church Hall, Mandeville. Start time for all sessions is 10 a.m. The Office of the Public Defender, here to protect and enforce your rights as we strive to give a voice to the voiceless.
Now the news. The Ministry of Labour is moving to reform the operations of the National Insurance Scheme, the NIS, with a view to increase its fiscal efficiency. Labour Minister Derek Kellyer says an actuarial revaluation report was carried out on the fund recently and a roadmap for reform has been generated. The roadmap will, among other things, seek to minimise the difference between funds collected and benefits paid out. Mr. Kelly says last year the NIS paid out approximately $14.7 billion in benefits while receiving only $12 billion in contributions.
The report will shortly be submitted to the Cabinet for consideration with a view to the implementation of the measures to increase the efficiency of the administration of the scheme and the continued growth and long-term sustainability of the National Insurance Fund.
The Labour Minister was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debates in Gordon House Wednesday. In the meantime, the Ministry of Labour and Social Security will be undertaking a pre-selection exercise for the Canadian and United States farm work programs. The exercise will be carried out over a three-week period from July 7 to 28. Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer says this year the ministry will have one pool of workers for both the United States and Canadian programs in an effort to reduce cost and enhance greater efficiency.
Additionally, the recruitment exercise this year will see accredited local government councillors joining with members of parliament, trade unions and various civic groups in the distribution of application forms for the program.
Minister Kellyer was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in Parliament Wednesday. He adds that as a matter of policy, members of Parliament from rural constituencies can now expect to receive a greater number of application forms relative to their urban counterparts. The Office of the Children's Registry, the OCR, will be launching its Pandikana Reasoning Initiative in select communities during July and August this year. Under the initiative, the OCR will partner with the Child Development Agency and the Social Development Commission to reach parents and caregivers in an informal setting.
We will go directly into these communities and ensure that we deliver the relevant information in the targeted way that reach people from the strata in ways that they understand and can relate to.
Registrar at the OCR, Greg Smith, speaking at a JIS think tank session Thursday. And some 2,000 residents in Fruitful Vale, Portland, are now the beneficiaries of a new water supply system and an expanded multi-complex center for community projects. The landmark $59 million water project was funded by the Caribbean Development Bank under the Jamaica Social Investment Fund JSIF's Basic Needs Trust Fund. Under the project, a water supply system serving the communities of Industry, Content, Dumfries, Coopers Hill, Scatterspring, and Twickenham was completed. The raw water district pipeline was also replaced with a potable supply. JSIF's managing director, Scarlett Gillings, says prior to the project, residents had to set up rainwater catchment systems and collect water from nearby rivers and springs. The Caribbean Development Bank also funded the construction of the Fruitful Vale Shrewsbury Cultural Center under JSIF's community investment project. The multipurpose center will be used for sports, skills training, culture, and economic activities. It was completed in collaboration with the Culture, Health, Arts, Sports, and Education Chase Fund and the Sports Development Foundation. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.